Marzano, 2011, recounts that Einstein's theory of relativity eventually developed from, quote, a thought experiment when he imagined himself running to catch up with a beam of light, end quote, from page 82 in Marzano, 2011. According to Marzano, there are four steps or phases a teacher can lead students through when using thought experiments to aid instruction. Phase one, imagine. Quote, when sufficient background knowledge is in place, the teacher begins by guiding students through the creation of mental images, end quote, explains Marzano, who illustrates this phase in the context of a lesson about the moon's effect on ocean tides with the following instructions for the students. Quote, form a picture of the Earth rotating with the moon next to it. Focus on the ocean on the side of the Earth that's closest to the moon. Feel the pull of the moon on the waters of the ocean and see the bulge in the ocean start to rise. End quote. From pages 82 through 83 of Marzano, 2011. Phase two, explore. Quote, in this phase of the thought experiment, the teacher introduces a new element to the student's images, end quote. According to Marzano, quote, the teacher might ask students to broaden their mental image, end quote, page 182. And quoting further from Marzano, in the example about the moon and tides, the teacher would ask the students to keep manipulating this mental image, trying to imagine how the tidal cycle would change on the basis of the relative positions of the moon, earth, and sun. During this phase, students might wish to sketch or create graphs to aid in their exploration. End quote from Marzano, 2011, page 182. Phase three, describe. Quote, in the describe phase, end quote, according to Marzano, to quote, the teacher asks students to explain their conclusions to one another and to the class, end quote, page 182. Phase four, confirm. Quote, in this last phase of the thought experiment, end quote, explains Marzano, quote, the teacher and students seek out information from textbooks and the internet to determine whether their conclusions are accurate, and they discuss what they've learned. End quote. Page 182, Marzano, 2011.